I'm so sorry to rudely interrupt Liz Puleza Colin, but we have a band in the studio. Welcome to CITR 101.9 FM. We have a live band here that's all set up and ready to go, and we're just running a little bit late, so I want to get things started. I'm Miles Black. I'm the music department manager here at CITR, and we've got Body Lens in studio from Lethbridge. Now, I'm going to play my theme song because this is the first time I get to play it. This is a new show I'm just starting called Chaotic Music Meetings, and it's a new theme song that I just recorded yesterday. So I guess here we go. That was not it. Hold on. Bear with me. Chaotic Music Meetings, the theme song. Here we go. Body Lens is ready to go. They're looking at me right now. Body Lens, take it away. Thank you. Heard Bodylands live in the studio here at CITR, which is situated on the traditional unceded territory of the Hokomanum-speaking Musqueam people. So I've got Bodylands in here. They're going to come in for an interview. Let's take a quick break and play a song. This is Noise by Maneater.
Yeah.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. I have Body Lens here in the studio. They just played live. It sounded great.
Thank you.
Can you all say hi? Just either a big collective hi at
Eight,
first.
One, two, three.
Hi.
Perfect. That sounded like a hi. we have Rebecca on drums.
Yes.
We have Brittany on bass.
Correct.
We've got Benny on guitar.
Yeah.
Him.
I'm still getting to know all you. And we've got Brandon. Yeah, right. And Quinn.
Hello.
Good. Yeah, really group around the mic so we can hear you all.
There you go.
So you're all, we have your album in the playlist here.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, we love it. It's playing, it's doing well.
Cool.
The album is self-titled, called Body Lens. It came out this spring, right?
It came out like, April 30th.
April 30th. And then we played a release show in Lethbridge in May.
Yeah, cool.
To get the physical ones out, just the tape. So, yeah, you have a CD, obviously, for the mail outs.
Yeah.
Exclusive CD.
And you're in town, like you're on tour, right? So you're playing the Toast Collective tonight.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
And what's going on tomorrow?
We're going to play at Logan's Pub in Victoria.
Yeah, tonight in we're Victoria. Playing with Teak Physique and Passive at Toast Collective. And then tomorrow we're playing with a couple cool bands, Board Decor, Crom, Dam, and Psychic Pollution at Logan's. So
oh, that's great.
Really cool.
Teak Physique is another local band that we just added to our playlist. They have a new record out. Passive is great. I'm a big fan of them. They're like
they're playing Sled as well.
Yeah, cool. That'll be a good show at the Toast tonight. And you're playing with Board Decor tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah, they're from Vancouver as well.
Yes, they are. They're friends of mine. Shout out to Board Decor. That'll be a good gig.
See you soon.
I want to talk just a little bit about your name, just because I find it really interesting. It's a really, like, evocative name, Body Lens. That's L-E-N-S. Mm-hmm. How did that name come about? Like, what was the thinking behind it, or...
It's just kind of about body image, basically, and, you know, like your own self-perception of body image versus public perception. Anyone have anything to add to that?
And is the lens...
I just also thought it sounded cool, too.
The lens is like whatever lens. You decide to, like, it's like kind of nature versus nurture or whatever. It's like your surroundings kind of dictate what you think healthy body appearances and things like that, you know.
Right.
You can also say that, like, your body is the lens through which you view, like, the world and your surroundings.
Mm-hmm. I like that one.
So it's a matter of, like, personal perspective, but also the way that that relates to your environment around you.
It's about embodied cognition.
Yeah, right. And how do you find your environment in Lethbridge? Like, writing songs in Lethbridge out in the prairies, how do you interact with your environment?
That definitely has an influence on the music we play, and even the time of year, I think, affects the music that we tend to write.
Yeah, all of the songs that we wrote for this EP, we wrote in a very cold garage, and like you could hear the wind just battering against it, like in the winter. And so I definitely think that had, like, the environment had it played a huge part in the sorts of sounds that we were trying to kind of create and what we wanted to kind of evoke with our music. Like, it's kind of bleak, it's kind of sharp, but at the same time there's something there that you can, like, kind of latch onto and, like, you can grab hold of and be like, okay, this makes sense. Like, this is there's warmth to it even when it's, like, really brittle and cold.
So the cold of it is not something that you're, like, fighting against. You're actually trying to work that into the music.
Yeah.
I think so. Or just, like, the extremes. Like, it's really hot in Lethbridge in the summer, and then it's really cold in the winter. And so you go through these, like, big swings. Like, we spent the whole winter just being like, when is summer going to be here? And we can all wear shorts again. And then, like, it came, and we're all like, now we're sweating.
We're writing songs just, like, drenched in sweat
We write in a tiny bedroom in our house.
Right.
Because we're already paying rent there. Why pay rent somewhere else? But
that's what I do with my van, too.
It's really hot. It gets really warm in there.
Yeah. Wow. Actually, you know what? I'm going to take a little break just to play a song, just because...
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but my heart is racing a bit. thank you, by the way, for being like the first band on my official show.
Thank you so much for having us.
I didn't know it was your first show.
Cheers.
Wow.
Yeah, well, it's not my first show, but it's the first one with a name. This is called Chaotic Music Meetings.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so it means a lot to me.
Cheers.
I'm going to play a track by Dumb. This is Mint.
Hell yeah.
Back to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm here with Body Lens live in the studio. Hey.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Thanks for doing that again. So yeah, you're on tour from Lethbridge. You're playing shows here and in Victoria tomorrow night. Can I ask you a little bit about like collaboration, how you all write songs? Because there's five of you in the studio here.
Yeah.
You're a big band. And how does that work when you're putting a song together? Like, does one person write it and bring it to the others? Do you all kind of work on pieces?
I like to think of it as a collage. Kind of gets pasted together, or someone comes up with their own parts. A lot of it just results from jamming. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I feel like two people usually kind of figure something out together, and then that's enough for the rest of us to kind of start to pile on top of. Mm. And then vocals usually come in last, hey?
Yeah.
So, yeah, just wherever they fit.
Yeah, usually it just starts with one concept on a couple of instruments that we all like really dig, and so we'll jam around that for a bit, and then it's pretty spontaneous actually.
Nothing is planned.
Yeah, and so it's just a process of discovery, and like every song we're just discovering new parts like as we keep on jamming it, and it's quite a spontaneous writing process once we have like just a concept locked in.
Yeah, right. We have like for every idea we stick with maybe two or three that we abandon because it's just too much mess and noise to work through.
Right.
There's a bit of a boneyard with
there is. And like it can take us like 15 minutes to write a song to feel sometimes, and then other times we are like slugging at it for weeks and it's like this is never gonna be a finished product.
Yeah.
So it's different for every song, I guess. And it must, like, it must kind of hinge on like the relationships within the band. Like,
yeah, definitely.
You seem like you're all getting along pretty well.
Yeah, we're doing our best, buds.
Oh, I think we were definitely kind of friends first, and we all had similar interests, and like we all kind of wanted to start something with a similar intention, and it just worked out that we all were kind of, we had the time to do it together, and it's like been really, really good to play with your friends who we listen to the same music, and like we agree on quite a few points, and it's really like cozy. It's a cozy band for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really strong element in any band like that. Mm-hmm. That's just that you started out as friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. Well, I want to talk to you a bit about Terrific Kids Artists Collective, because you work with them, or did you start that, or how does that work?
It kind of started in Medicine Hat back in like 2010, and then my partner Corey and I moved to Lethbridge, and we had a few friends there that wanted to help promote shows, so we just kind of carried it over. So we've been doing that, putting on shows there for a couple of years now, and then we started releasing some tapes, and then we decided to release our Body Lens EP with them, which is the fourth release through TK. And then I don't know what else about it, Brittany. You're better at describing.
Well, we just we try to. There is a lot of music in Lethbridge, but not all of it is weird or artistic or creative. There's a lot of blues rock, and like it's great, and like people are really good, and there's so much space already for these types of music, and so we kind of wanted to create a space that was a little weirder, and like get people to attend these shows and like support, especially touring artists. Like, if for a lot of people it takes like, you know, saying that this band is from a different city to like be like, oh, it's a big deal that they're here, like they're from Montreal, and it inspires people to, you know, make their own music or be like, oh, this is like, if a band this big wants to come to Lethbridge, they might not even be big, it just feels like they're big. It makes you feel like things are happening in your city that you care about and that you want to be a part of. Mm-hmm. And so it was a lot of like feeling like we could create a scene kind of from what already existed, but also kind of carve out our own space in the scene and in the venues that already exist. And it's been really fun. And we've got to like expose people to a lot of really, really sweet music that they might not have seen otherwise.
Like a bit of a weirder niche kind of thing is what we've been doing.
Yeah.
For a city of 100,000 people or so, there's a pretty healthy music community and arts community more generally, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And TK has become a pretty big part of that, especially for exposure to more experimental stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, I just noticed it popped out to me, you kept using the word weird. it's which I always sort of take to mean just like not normative, like not, mm-hmm. It's a little different.
Unorthodox.
And okay. Personally, when I started my band, I wanted to call it like weird pop or something, just because like I got called weird a lot growing up, and
yeah.
was made to feel weird by other people. For various reasons, but it makes a real difference when you grow up and you start like making music to actually like kind of use that,
yeah,
and sort of like throw it back at people.
It's
a little.
Really, yeah. To me, it's a super mm-hmm. positive adjective. It's like,
yeah, for me too.
Weird is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, weird is not what you see every day.
Yeah,
and that, you know, that's important wherever you live.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. What next? what after Victoria, where are you going from there?
We're gonna spend some time in the lake. I think we're Thetis Lake we plan
to
go
to. Thetis.
So we're gonna spend some time on the island while we're there.
Come hang out with us.
And then we're gonna boogie on back to Alberta and hit up we're playing Sled Island on the next Friday. And so we're going to catch a bunch of shows and have a good time. We have a lot of friends in Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Hope.
Yeah.
That's great. There's a lot of people here who will be going to Sled.
Yeah.
So watch out for Body Lens on the Friday.
Yeah, Friday at the Palomino is going to be a very good
awesome.
Evening. Yeah, we're playing there, and Shearing Pinks, who are from
oh,
Nanaimo
yeah.
now, are playing
They're
that
great.
Night. There's Slut Prophet and Victime from Quebec City.
Okay.
Janitor activity, scum.
Janitor cool. scum.
Gorilla Toss in the and, parking lot.
Yeah, Gorilla Toss. Gorilla yeah. Toss is like the headliner for that series of sets.
Is Gorilla Toss a band?
Yes. Yeah, so yeah, they're from
like
New York.
A wildlife act.
No, yeah, they're from New York. They're
very
they're,
excited.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they're great.
Cool. Did you mention Blue O'Deer?
Blue O'Deer is not playing that show.
Oh
they?
No, they're not playing that
no.
show.
No, but they are playing Sled. So
yeah. That's a great bill. What are your favorite venues in Lethbridge? Because we don't like we don't. I don't get out there that often. Mm-hmm. And I've been to Calgary and I played the Palomino. There's a lot of venues in Calgary I like, but Lethbridge I've never played. Mm-hmm. Can you do you have any recommendations?
I would say all five of our favorites is probably the Owl. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. The Owl's really great. Steve. Kind of coordinates a lot of really cool stuff there, and he also like collaborates with Terrific Kids a lot and lets us use his space, which is like primarily for kind of the more
acoustic bluegrass.
Yeah, yeah it's yeah. called the Owl Acoustic Lounge, yeah. but okay. they put up with
put
some non-acoustic.
Yeah, I mean you're pretty loud as a band.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's
yeah,
a good sign.
He does a great job with that place, so that's probably our favorite.
Yeah, he's really really cool with that's like supporting place. Artists and making sure everybody has like money and there's and it's really good. Mm-hmm. But we've also got Terrific Kids and the campus radio station CKXU in Lethbridge. We've started renting out an old fire hall space, which we've kind of been putting some time into and, like, trying to make cool shows happen there because it's a really neat space. There's, like, a cool basement cave, kind of, and then there's also, like, a big upstairs beautiful yeah. bar space. A
bunch of exposed brick and old, like, archways. And,
some very nice paintings, actually.
Some ghosts,
but we're trying really hard to make that space happen, and, like, that... I think has the potential to be a really, really excellent Lethbridge venue mm-hmm. if we can continue using it and, like, mm-hmm. yeah, working with the people who rent it out.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Shout out to TK, Terrific Kids Artist yeah. Collective. That sounds like you're doing really good work.
We're trying.
With the help of a few different people.
Oh, yeah. Everyone in our community is yeah. kind of a Terrific Kid. They yeah. help greatly. It's yeah. wonderful.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, that just about does it for our show. I got to wrap it up here.
Thanks so much for having us on.
Oh, thank you for yeah. being here. This
yeah,
was
so much
this
fun.
Is great.
Yeah.
And yeah, this podcast will be ready in a day or two whenever I get around to editing it. yeah. Thank you for joining me here.
Thank you.
Thanks again for having us. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to leave it with a track from... this is by Bad Waitress, an album called Party Bangers Volume 1. It's called Acid Brain.